This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchem Habayim, welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yomis. We're learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Daled, Mishnah Vav, and Zayin. Hamoicher Avdei Lagoy, one who sells his Eved to a Gentile, Oyla Chutz La'aretz, or to outside of Eretz Yisrael, Yatzav Ben Chayin, he goes out. Meaning if you sell him to a guy, we penalize him to redeem him, because you uprooted him from Mitzvahs, because Eved Kanani is Chayiv in Mitzvahs like a woman, and after you redeemed him, he goes free. Or if he ran away from a guy, he doesn't go back to the master. However, he needs to be freed from the original owner. In Poydens Hashvim Yosar Akadei Demain, we do not redeem captives for more than their value, Mibnei Tikkun Olam, for the rectification of the world. Because if Gentiles see that we redeem captives more than their value, they will increase their attempt to kidnap. In Mavrichen Es Hashvuyin, we don't create schemes so that captives could run away from their captives, from their captors, because maybe through that they will act with achzarius with their captors. Shem Gamliel says, we're not worried about takanas shvuyim, other shvuyim. We're not worried that maybe they will be cruel to the other captives, but we're worried about the ones that are found currently in their hands. If one of them runs away, they will act with great cruelty to the current captives. We do not purchase Sefrei Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos from Gentiles, they demand more than their value, because of rectification of the world, so that the goyim do not increasingly capture more. One who divorces their wife because of rumors that they were mezana lo yachzer, you're not to take her back. The reason is because of kilkula. Maybe she'll go and she'll marry someone else, and maybe the rumors will be unfounded. And the one who divorced her will say, if I would have known that it was not true, I never would have divorced her. So the get is batal, and her children from the second one are married. Therefore, the chamar masakin, if you divorce because of shemra, you can never take it back, even if the shemra is not true. The get is good. Mishum neder, someone who divorces his wife because of a neder. He says, I don't want a woman who is menader, lo yachzer, can never take her back. The reason is, we're worried about kukul. Maybe he'll say, after she marries someone else, if I would have known that I could be matur, I would never divorce her. Rabbi Huda says, kol neder shiyadu by rabbim lo yachzer. Any neder that the rabbim know, you cannot take her back. Rabbi Huda holds, the reason why if you divorce a woman because of a shame ra or because of a neder, you can't take her back, it's not because of kukul. It's a knas, so that Bnei Yisrael will not be promiscuous in arayas. Therefore, if the neder is something that the rabbim knows, so it's a chomer neder, because it has no hatara, the chachamim were koines that you can't take her back. They don't want her to be involved in this kind of pritzus. But if the rabbim doesn't know about it, and you could be materit, so then yachzer, you're allowed to take her back, because since this neder has hafara, there's not so much pritzos. Rameir says, kol neder shetzar chakiras chacham lo yachzer. Rameir says, any neder that needs the uprooting of a chacham, you cannot take her back. Rameir holds, the reason is because of kokol. Like we explained in the Tanakhama, therefore, a neder that the baal cannot be mefer, and we need a chacham, he could say, I thought there's no heter for the neder, if I would have known the chacham could be materit, then I never would have divorced her. But another, the Baal himself could be made for Yachzer, he could take her back, because they're not worried about Kokol, because he could be made for at any time, and he didn't have to divorce, and if he did, it's a full divorce. Reb Lazar argues on Rameir. He holds that if she made another that needs a Chakiras Chacham, we don't have to be worried about Kokol. He can say, if I would have known, because he would have divorced her regardless. Because a person doesn't want to be mevazeh his wife in Beis Din, he would rather divorce her than have her go to Beis Din. But the chamra goyzer a neder shetzar chakiras chacham, because of a neder shein tzar chakiras chacham, because a neder that doesn't need a heter chacham, and the baal could be mefer, he could be mekalkar, he could say, if I would have known that I could have been mefer, I never would have divorced her. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says, the Gemara says the Mishnah is missing words, it's chasura mechzura, it should say, ba medvar mamrum shalayachzer kishenadra hi. when the woman makes a neder. Aval nadar hu, if the Baal makes a neder, yachzer, he could take her back. We don't have to be worried about kokol. Rabbi Yehuda says, Maisa b'tzaydan, there's a story in Tzaydan be'echad about someone, Sha'amar l'ishtai, who said to his wife, Koinam im eini megarshach. I asked her all the fruits in the world and as a carbon if I don't divorce you. V'gershen, he divorced her because of his neder. And the rabbis allowed him to take her back. Because we're worried about kilkul. But when the Baal makes a neder, there is no tikkun olam. Therefore, he could take her back. In other words, the rabbis let him take her back. The chachamim only said hamitzvishim shem neder layachser, then they tikkun olam. But when the Baal did it, there is no tikkun olam, and therefore he's allowed to take her back. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.